Friday, 28th of November, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the Kibbutz of Eichel.
The Pasuk says, Vatikach Rivko, as big day Eichel, Rivko took, when she called Yaakov, the begotten of Eichel, Beno HaGodel, HaChamudis, Asher Ito, which were with her, Babais. Says the Medrash, firstly on the word HaChamudis. Says the Medrash, Hachamudos means the begodim which Esav took from Nimrod. And as on the Medrash, not Stami took from Nimrod, he went along and he killed Nimrod. After killing Nimrod, he went and he took the big day, the special clothes which Nimrod had got from Odom Arishon. Esav had killed Nimrod and he took the begodim. First of all, we must realize that Esav did here two wrongdoings. A, he killed Nimrod, and secondly, not only did he kill Nimrod, he took the clothes, which the clothes really didn't come to him. Bema should have gone to Nimrod's children. But the Medrash carries on. The Medrash carries on, Asher Ito Babayis. Says the Medrash, Shabahem, with these clothes, which Esav had taken from Nimrod when he murdered him, Hayom Meshamesh et Oviv, these clothes he used to go along and serve his father. Says the Medrash, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Kol Yomai, all my lifetime, Hayisi Meshamesh et Avor, I respected my father. Veloishimashti Oisoi, and I didn't serve him, Echod mi mea, 100th, sheshimesh Esav et Oviv, to the Madrega where Esav served his father. Says the Medrash, Ani, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ani, b'shor shayisim meshamesh et Abob, when I used to serve my father, hayisim meshamshoi, I used to serve him, b'bgodim meluchlochim, with dirty, filthy clothes. And when I went out on the way, I used to go out with beautiful clothes. When Esav went and he served his father, he used to only serve him Elav the big day Malchus, only with big day Malchus. Omar, says the Medrash, Esav said, in Kvodo Shel Abo, it's not respectful for my father, Liyos Meshamshoi, to be Meshamishim, to serve him, Elav the big day Malchus. Says the Medrash, Ahu Dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk means, Asher Ito Babayis. These clothes, these posh clothes, these special clothes which he got from Odom Arishon, he left in the house. So we see from this Medrash, where the Rav Shimon Gamliel says, to what extent Esav did Kibbudov. Umbe'emes, in the beginning of Vayishlach, the Torah says also, Vayiro Yaakov Ma'oid, when Yaakov was going to meet Esav, the Torah, right, the Medrash brings, what was Yaakov scared of? Yaakov was scared of the kibbutz of Esav. That Esav's kibbutz had been so great. Over the Chura, we can ask a complete. The Torah says, and the Medrash says here, the greatness of Esav's kibbutz. There's a Medrash later on in this week, says one. That the Medrash says on the Posik, Vayomer Esav Beliboy. Esav said in his heart, Yikrevu Yimei Oivel Ovi, the time of the mourning of my father is coming. Ahmed says the Medrash, what does that mean? I'm going to kill Yitzchok. First, and after I've killed Yitzchok, the Medrash says, no, that's exactly what I'm trying to bring out. That's why I said specifically, not like the Pasuk says, the Medrash says not like that. The Medrash says that Esav said, I'm going to kill Yitzchok first, and afterwards I'll kill Yaakov, and then I will yashim the whole world. When you see that Medrash, Pelaploy. Why did he want to kill Yitzchok? Because he felt Yitzchok had done him a terrible avla, gone along and given the brochas to Yaakov. Chua, like the Manal of Gated Yeshiva in the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer, Mamash Aspira. Dor Zetman Doch, that in the first Medrash, that Yitzchok was prepared to be Mechabed his father to such an extent. 100, Rafir and Gamliel says 100 times, und der selbe Mensch kommt later on to say that he's able to go and kill his father Yitzchok. Und more, Lechura, how did it pass you to come into your father, to respect your father with stolen clothes, and how did you get the clothes? For murdering, not only murdering, robbery. We pass the Saddam in the two things. To answer that, there's a posseg at the beginning of this week's Sedra, and that posseg, Absalom Shadron, in his new Sefer, has a Gevalta Gevalt. The posseg says, Vayigdalu anorim, the boys grew up, the lads, Vayhi Esav and Esav was, Ish Yedei Asayid, Ish Soda. Vayakuv Ish Tom, Yosei Varhoi. Asked Absalom Shadron, why by Esav does the Torah write twice the word Ish, and by Yaakov it only writes the word once Ish? The Torah could have written by he Esav Ish Toda Yedei Asayit, like it writes by Yaakov Avinu just once Ish Tam Yosef Olim. Why by Esav does the Torah write twice the word Ish? Says Rav Sholem, Rashi says, what do the words Ish Yedei Asayit? Says Rashi, Yedea he knew, Lotsu desoviv ularamuise befiv. He knew to make by his father a greater lamdan. He used to come to his father, Dr. Rashi, Eich Matrin, and the father mamish thought he was a medactic benitus. Rekhav Solom Shadron. How tacky did Yitzchok not recognize that the whole thing that he was doing was mamash from outside? And Tachkiren mamash in Gans and Kol, an evil man from beginning to end. How did Yitzchok not recognize it? Says Rav Sholem Shalom. When Esav came to his father, he mamash was mechabitim, with mamash to the spitz. And to that extent, he made himself like a tzaddik. Says Rav Sholem, that's why the Torah says twice the word Ish. To tell you that the Gantz and Metzias of Esav was split into two. Number one, he was a Yedei Asayid. He was a Yedei Asayid. When he went and he did Kibbud of the Ein, he was at the highest Madriga, his head. And that fits in very well with the Zayah, that the Zayah says that the head of Esav was Zeichen, to be buried in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Why? Because in his head he came to the highest Madriga that can be. And that's how he managed to that extent to cheat his father when he was Mechabitim. That was Ish Yedei Asayit. But, said Rav Sholem, when he went out to the field and he went out to do his other matters in the world, he became an Ish Soda. He became, like Rashi says on him, Odom Botel. Esav was mamash the Adam Botel. And the pshat is that Esav was split from his seichel to his heart. Legabe his seichel, he was takeh nochinami at the highest madrege of being a tzaddik. Oba, when he went and he wasn't doing kibbutz, he was an ish soda. What will you ask me? How could Esav be matzviach from one side to be the greatest tzaddik that can be with his kibbutz, and from the other side to do the worst abominations in the world that Shaiach to do? The territory says Rav Sholem Shadron. At the time of the Rambam, there was a fellow called Aristo. The Rambam writes about him that he came to the Madrege of Nevius. And it's well known that once one of his Talmidim caught him doing an Aveira of doing adultery. And they asked him, how does it come to you, a person like you, that you go along such a great pikeach, such a great nogi, person who comes to the madrig of Nevi'ah, should go along and do such an avola, such a low class thing, mamash like the low class do. So he answered these words: at this moment, I'm not a vista. What's the chance? He didn't tell them that I got a desire and I fell to the lowest. What did he say? He said, right from the beginning, I'm split. When I'm at certain times, I'm at the highest madrega of Nevi'ah. That's when I'm doing Chochmah. I come to Ma'avis Nevi'ah. Oh, but there are times when I pack in all my wisdom and I come to the lowest of the lowest like an animal. And that's the idea of how to understand Esau. Chazal say, till 13 years of age, Esau and Yaakov were exactly the same. They both went to the same Heimische school, and they both went to Shachrit Minchel Maariv at the same time. And Esau was the same person as Yaakov Avinu. And as Badaz the Canaan Balatasis brings, that when Esau became 13, Yaakov said on him, Baruch Sepotrani, Moses is there. Till now he educated him. After he became 13, he continued. When he did certain things, he stayed a holy person. But when he became 13, he became with it to be an Esau Barosha. So in one way he had an Akorah, then he did his father, when he was Mechabed his father, he looked at his father, that his father was as if he was the Shekhinah. And he took a sir felt, at that time, I've got to respect him with big day malchus. However, at the time when he wasn't doing kibbud av, it came such a sinner in him, such a sinner that his father could go along and give Yaakov the brachas. He was even able to go along at the same time to go and kill his father. Why? Because when he came to kibbud, his heart controlled him. Esau was a person who had a seichel and who had a leiv. When it came to Inyonim of seichel of kibbud av, he taka went to the highest madriga. But at a later time, when he was doing other things, then it just fell to behave like an animal. And that in was probably also the pshat at the beginning of the sedra. The beginning of the sedra, the Torah says, "Vayisveitzu abonim bekibbud." Rashi says, what does it mean by Yisraitzitz to Abonim B'kibbo? It means, says Rashi, when they went past Pitzchei Torah Shel Shem Ve'ira, Yaakov used to run out. When they went past the Pitzchei Avodah Zarah, Esau went out. Rivka thought at this time, that it was one child who was Peseach al Shtei Asif. Jumping at one moment in the Beit Avodah Zarah, that she couldn't get. Carry on the posik in Cain along of the Andechi. Zod de Briska of Agivalti Gavot. What did she mean by these words in Cain along of the Andechi? Brings the Briska of a famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus, Chizkiyahu didn't be Oisik with Pur Revu. Says the Gemara, why didn't Chizkiyahu be busy with Pur Revu? Because he saw that it's going to come out of him. Bonim Eloi Tevin. He saw it's going to come out from him a child called Manasseh. And therefore, even though it'll come out, other children who are good, of a Ischior depaskin for himself, that because of that, he don't Oisik be proven. Stating Chazal, that Yeshayo Anovi said to him, Behade Kavsha Darachmono, in the hidden things of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lomoloch, what's that your business? Maidem Mifkadeto, what you are commanded. You are commanded to go along and to do Pur Revu, therefore you've got to do it. Kum Tachoyz from the Gemara. That Gemara states that Yeshayahu HaNavi told him that since you're commanded, you've got no right to be Mevatel Pur Revu. Whatever reason you have, husband, you've got to do what you've got to do. If not for the reason that he said, came on the Mekadetov, then Chizkiyo would have been right. Says the Biskavot. The Gemara says in Yevamos that a woman is not Metzuvah on Pur Revu. Therefore, says the Rivka Rose, therefore, since Rivka was right with Etaina, that she doesn't want to be Isaac with the book, but Midbar, she saw from this pregnancy, it's going to come out one child, with that one child in the child itself, is going to be a stealer of good and bad. As Rivka Getaina, in Cain, Lom of the Anarchy, the Mai says, if that's the case, then I don't want to go into all that bother. Till carries on the next pasuk. Vayema Hashem lo, the Ribbono shel Olam told her, it's not one child, which that one child is going to be like Esau on the Maisa Esau was. She thought it was all one child doing an Esau with a Yazid. And therefore she said, if that's the case, Lom of the Anarchy. Said, that's what she was told through Adidei Shem, that it's two children, and that made her happy. It's the Kitzah. They don't, that Esau's Avla was, that Esau was split between his head and his heart. Sometimes to be in a Gedah of a Tzaddik, and sometimes to be in a Gedah of a Rosha. Or if you look in the Torah, what does the Torah say that what Yaakov was? The Torah says that Yaakov was Ishtam Yoshev Eholim. Says Rashi, what does it mean Yoshev Eholim? That he's Eino Boki Bekoleila. That at his heart is his mouth. What does that mean? He's both his head and both his heart are exactly the same. He was just the opposite of what Esau's symbol was. That Esau was Taker Tuish, and Yaakov was Ingantin Kepiv Kalibai. I saw the Targum Yonason says on the word Yoshev Eholim. What does that mean? Normally you talk about a person, you either say he's a Lamdan, or you say he's a Boki, or you say, well, what does the Torah say on him? Yeshev Holim. Says the Targum Yonason, what do those words mean, Yeshev Holim? Says the Targum Yonason, Tova Ulfa. Says the Mira Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Shmulevich, what do those words mean? Tova Ulfa. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevich, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Kisiso, Vahoyo kol mevakeish Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kol mevakeish. On that, the Talmud says that it means kol the tova ulfan. Kol the tova ulfan means mevakeish Hashem. Kum dechutz. What was Yaakov Avinu's representation to be a Yeshiv Meholim means a mevakeish Hashem. Yaakov Avinu's whole life was a person who wanted at all times just to go along and be Mekayim the Rotzon Hashem. That includes whether Gadlus and Torah. He only had one wish in life to be Mekayim, Gadlus of Torah and Yiras Shamayim. And that is what David HaMelech says. Achas she'alti me'eis Hashem, oiso avakeish shifti beveis Hashem. That was the whole osid of Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu's uptight on him is in Yoshev Rahim. With what we've said, I think something in this week's Sedra can be understood. Yitzhak Avinu calls Esau to give him a bocha. What does he tell Esau? I want you to go out and go and get me some matamim. Heavily go along and bring me matamim kasher hafti. Megalta kasher. If somebody goes today, and he asks him for a bocha, Temzom, go along and bring me a piece of bowl of meat with chips and ice cream and strawberries, and then I'll give you a bracha. Et meina es teit meshuga. Kum ta efa a bracha. What heis to mir to teen? Give me a plate of strawberries with a plate of meat, with a plate of chips. Vi kum ta za Yitzhak Avinu. He comes to go along and he wants to give a bracha to Esau. He goes along and he asks him, first, ase li matamim, go along and make me matamim, but the Torah is that Yitzhak Avinu knew jolly well what Esau is. Edgerus. He wanted, before he gives them a bracha, that Esau should be busy, first of all, in the Inyan of Kibbutz. Afterwards, after he's been Oisik in Kibbutz, then he'll be able to go along and be chal on him the abrocha, what he wants to go along and give him. And I'll prove it to you. At the end of the Sedra, when Yitzhak Avinu goes along and gives a brocha to Yaakov, And there, he straight away just gives them a bracha. The Keil Shaddai, the Pasuk says, Yitzhak Avinu says at the end, Peirukhov Ches Pasuk Gimel, Yitzhak Avinu says to Yaakov, the Keil Shaddai, Yavorech Yisrael, he doesn't go and ask him first, bring me some food to eat. While the Teretz is, Yitzhak Avinu knew that Yaakov is such a royal for the bracha. And therefore he didn't need to ask him for any matamim. And therefore, straight away, he gave him the bracha of the Esau. How was he prepared to give him the bracha? He was only able to give him the bracha with first bringing him near to Kibbutz. And I think as well, the emes is, what was Yitzhak's reasoning? That even though he asked of him food, but how did Yitzhak Avinu have a minna to give him such a bracha? Did he not realize, Yitzhak Avinu, that Esav was the, as they call it in Yiddish, the kosher chaser fisa, a mensch was gaita zovei achaza, and he stretches out his feet, machus the goitza tzadik the chaser, Esav was not given the zelvazach. How did he ever dream? What did he think? Did he not know what Esav was? The Teretz is, the Rechaim HaKodesh says this, that Yitzhak Avinu thought that through the brachas he was hoping that he would be able to go along and to change Esav to the Midas HaTov. Every tzaddik, says the Rechaim HaKodesh, hopes that when their children are wicked people, they will try all the ways and means to go along and to improve them and to make them do good things. Therefore, says the Ohr Chaim HaKadosh, that's why Esav was prepared to go along and to give him a bracha. Because Esav, Yitzhak Avinu, hoped that with giving him a bracha, that will be an ishtadlus to make him improve his ways. And we find in Parshas Vayishlach, that Yaakov Avinu was punished, that he held back Dinah from marrying Esav. Why? The Rashi says that maybe jolly well, if he would go along and have let Dinah marry Esav, maybe that would have brought him back to good. So I see from that Chazal that it's shayach to go along and to a responsibility on the other accusation to try and bring a child or a brother back to good. And that's why what Yitzhak Avinu was hoping, that with giving a bracha, that will make Esav turn back. And the Kelei Yoko points something very interesting out. At the beginning of the Sedra, the Torah writes, Vayehav Yitzhak as Esav kisayit bepid. The Rivko Oyheves is Yaakov. Says the Kli Yoko, when it writes Yitzhak's love to Esav, it writes Vayehav in the past tense. The love of Yitzhak to Esav was an old love. It wasn't a love which was being added on. It was a love from the past. And adds on, my uncle Ramosha Sternbuch, in his Sefer, the Torah says Vayehav Yitzhak as Esav, Kisayit Bepid. The only reason why he loved him is because he gave him to eat. That love, like the Mishnah says in Ovis, is an avo shi teluya bedovo. The love is dependent. That love won't stay. Says the Kli Yoko. Verivko oyheve says Yaakov. But when it comes to Rivka's love to Yaakov Avinu, that love is in the present tense. Because the love that Rivka had to Yaakov Avinu, that love got more and more every single day. As she saw Yaakov Avinu going and coming oira in Torah and Yerach Shemayim, that made Rivka have a greater love for Yaakov Avinu. Kum dachais, the way we're explaining, it's Avada Yitzhak Avinu knew, what Esav was, because the Mefarshim asked Akasha, why didn't Rivka knock at Yitzhak's door and tell him, excuse me, why don't you go along and I tell you, I've got
You couldn't just sit here to get an avocha. Like in today's world, if people have got timers, they go, they're not scared. Rif, why did the Torah say Yitzhak Avinu knew who he was? But Rif, he knew that he had a head with a body, two going with different ways. Over the Vod, what he was hoping, that by giving him the bracha, that will go along and improve his ways, and that to that extent Rivka couldn't agree, because the Sforno says Vayav Yitzchok as Esav, Avada Yitzchok loved Esav, Avada he loved Esav and he loved Yaakov, but Rivka was a heavy to Yaakov. She couldn't take it that Esav will be a person who will change even with the Bokas, and that's what the dispute between Yitzchok and Esav.